Longtime Aspen resident and artist Betty Weiss passed away early Monday at age 90. Weiss was deeply involved in the local arts community and created her own abstract paintings. Friends say she was a committed artist with a great sense of humor. Executive Director of the Red Brick Center for the Arts, Angie Callen, steps into a dimly lit studio full of colorful acrylics, watercolors, and collages. This is where artist Betty Weiss spent much of her time.
Well, she was definitely very prolific. There are stacks of canvases and finished work, some framed, some not framed. And there's a piece on the desk that she was in the process of working on because she was still coming to the studio.
The unfinished piece is surrounded by used paintbrushes and tubes of paint. Weiss created art here for 2 decades, longer than any other resident artist in the building.
Her health declined quite a bit and quite rapidly about a year ago, but before that she was here every afternoon for several hours, and that was even as she got into older age and wasn't able to come and work for hours and hours at a time, but she was definitely an institution here at the Red Brick.
Weiss's creativity began early. In a 2013 interview with Grassroots TV, she said she started drawing as a young child, but began exploring art in earnest after she married.
And during the years I was raising kids, and my husband watched a lot of TV rather than talk. So I said, well, I've got to find something to do with myself. And that's when I started making art.
Skiing initially brought her to Aspen, but it was the community that led to her move in 1977. She lived part-time in Aspen then. The main draw was
the kind of people that were here. They weren't tourists, and it was just a kind of intensity that I saw in people that lived here that I liked.
In her artwork, she mainly used acrylics. The late Stuart Oxenhorn, who wrote for the Aspen Times, described her work as, quote, instantly recognizable as her own, in the way she studies texture, dimensions, and the interaction of shape. He adds, the shapes are almost always sharp edges and rarely curving lines. Weiss's creativity extended to dance as well. Before the formation of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, she took a tap dance class. That's how she met the soon-to-be founders of the company. She was an early board member. Ballet director Jean-Philippe Malaty says she never missed a performance and was a great cheerleader for the company. Weiss also served on the board of the Aspen Art Museum. Heidi Zuckerman is CEO.
She was on the board during my tenure and gregarious personality. And one of my favorite things about her was that every time she greeted me when she arrived or she was leaving, she would kind of pat my hand and call me doll.
She says Weiss's passing is a loss to the local arts community.
Anytime someone who's been a longtime member of the artistic community in Aspen passes, it's sad. And I just thought she had such an amazing, dynamic, vivacious personality and a real sense of humor. Always had kind of a twinkle in her eye that I appreciated.
Back at the Red Brick Center for the Arts, director Angie Callen gestures toward Weiss's work.
You know, we're surrounded by a lot of bright colors, geometric shapes, from a lot of her kind of abstract, I almost think it's a little like 70s inspired with all the shapes and things like that.
It'll be different, she says, to not have Weiss around.
It's definitely going to be a change to think that Betty won't be in her studio on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:00. We're kind of losing a piece of something that's been, and someone who's been very important to the organization and to our resident artist program too.
Back in 2013, Weiss told John Masters of Grassroots TV, art isn't for everyone, even though it was a right fit for her.
What do you suggest to people whose parents tell them, you may be good at it, but you'll never make money being an artist?
Sometimes you got to follow what you need to do. And if you need to do it, you need to do it. Not for money, but for your own personal needs. You know, for what it means for yourself.
Marcy Grivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.